97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Brown's family is on scene. His body lays uncovered for 20 minutes and in the road for more than 4 hours as police said they were awaiting assistance.
We wasn't causing any harm to nobody.
Witness accounts claimed Brown had his hands up. Crowds gather, anger grows, shots are fired, but no one is injured.
Part of the Channel 4 coverage yesterday of the 10-year anniversary of the shooting of Michael Brown there in Ferguson. There's a big network special on it tonight, and I can just imagine it'll have the dramatic music under it and talk about how it's changed America. And we know it all started with a lie, and that is the story that probably won't be told tonight, if I had to guess. I've got Tom Jackson with us this morning, former Ferguson police chief, author of a book on this, Policing Ferguson, Policing America. And Tom, welcome back, sir.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for giving me some time this morning. You probably had quite a bit of media reach out to you for today. But, you know, where are we 10 years out, Tom, what in your opinion?
In my opinion, we learned nothing from Ferguson. When I wrote that book to try to, you know, give people lessons learned for when this happened in another community. But, you know, when George Floyd broke out, they did exactly what our governor did. When Governor Jay Nixon just said, let him riot, let him protest, and they did, and it grew and it grew. And then when the whole George Floyd thing happened, the governor there, who is now running for vice president, did the same thing. He was actually somewhat encouraged by the riots. His wife enjoyed the smell.
Yeah, so, I played that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So in this country, it seems like we've learned nothing about, you know, controlling this widespread violence that occurs in the wake of an incident. But if you look at what's going on in Great Britain right now, they, in the wake of a stabbing of a bunch of school children and their larger problem with migration, they're having huge riots there. But now their prime minister said that it's not going to be tolerated. They're going to put the riots down and they're going to arrest people and put them in jail. And that's what we started to do in Ferguson at the beginning. And we were pretty much bringing it to a close. And then the governor stepped in and said, let them go. And the rest is history, really.
You know, Tom, you pointed this out to me one time, and I played a soundbite earlier from, I had a soundbite from Reverend Al Sharpton. I mean, he rolled into town. This happened on the 9th. By the 11th, Al Sharpton was on the courthouse steps talking about how this was racism and a wrongful death and all of this stuff. You said to me one time that within about 24 or 48 hours of this thing, it completely got blown out of proportion, and pretty much you lost control of the situation.
That's true. One of the problems we had is we were not aware of the power of social media. So we're going back 10 years now, and social media for us was just saying when the parade was going to be, or, you know, the hours for the farmers market. But what these people did is they put this thing out immediately with pictures and supposed witness testimony. And it wasn't just going out over the local news. This was going out over social media worldwide. And what started out as sort of an organic protest became more and more organized. And within just a couple of days, we had no control. We weren't able to bring back the narrative that this was a hands up, don't shoot thing. We never were able to get in front of that. And, we tried to get it calmed down, but it just kept growing.
You know, we saw what happened with George Floyd and that shooting and how things escalated in downtown St. Louis. I covered those protests for KMOV, and you just have to wonder if this is kind of the new thing, you know, where something happens, people jump to their own conclusion, and then you're going to have riots across the country.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's what they do, too, jump to their own conclusions. The difference, one of the big differences between social media and you covering it for Channel 4 is you have to have your facts checked, and you've got, you know, editors and people above you who have to, you know, verify what you put out before you do it, for the most part, you know, except on scene things. But these the people that are putting it out over social media, they have no such rules. So they can make it look however they want to look. And it's the optics which were, you know, really one of the driving forces of this. You know, the optics of Michael Brown in the street for 4 hours and officers in tactical gear and things like that. They were able to make it appear much more dangerous than it was.
Right. And then you weren't able to get the opposing point of view out there. I remember John Belmar talking about the fact that Mike Brown attacked the police officers, which is what led to this. But other than him being able to make a statement like this, this was very quickly taken. The power was just taken away. I mean, Ron Johnson was assigned, and it was being controlled by forces higher than law enforcement. And the other side was allowed to run with the lies. And at the end of the day, a good man, Darren Wilson, had his life destroyed by it, and was found not guilty of any wrongdoing that day, and it ran him out of his profession.
It certainly did, and that was one of the shames of this whole incident. And Wesley Bell, who ran as prosecutor, promising again to prosecute Darren Wilson, tried, and of course the evidence wasn't there for a criminal charge, but still, you know, that haunted him again. He was facing a grand jury. So, yeah, it's haunted a lot of us for a long time.
I'm sure it has. Tom Jackson, listen, I appreciate your time. I'll remind people of the book Policing Ferguson, Policing America, still available out there on Amazon. Thank you, my friend.
Much obliged. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Absolutely. Former Chief Tom Jackson there, who was the chief in Ferguson at the time. All right, coming up, we're going to check in with Ryan Wiggins. Wiggins America, next, right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.